Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer, one of our favorite guests, is with us. My gosh, have you ever seen the world or the city more excited about a new pope?
I know. The Speaker of the House called me from Romania and said, hey, I hear he's from Chicago. Can you arrange a private meeting with me and him? I'm like, he broke the news to me. I was in a meeting. I didn't know.
I haven't seen the city.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
You know, I haven't seen the city like this.
The Pope's from Chicago. I'm like, okay.
Go ahead, Steve. I don't think she heard you.
I was going to say, I haven't seen the city this excited since they almost moved the Target into Water Tower Place.
Yeah, you want to sell celery and carrots? Go someplace else. Lord, thank God I didn't release the study today. It wouldn't have gotten any coverage.
No, none whatsoever.
Nothing.
None whatsoever.
What's interesting to me about him is that he's 69 years old. So I think that's kind of young for a pope, isn't it?
It is. That means he could be the pope for the rest of some of our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy could outlive Pappas, so I wish him well. He looked pretty healthy, too, didn't he?
He really does, and just to think that he was raised
Maybe they went for healthy and young this time, huh?
Perhaps. I mean, hopefully they're you know, choosing someone that leads the church in a direction it needs to go.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about it. He spent a lot of time as a missionary in Peru, right?
Yes.
I think the staple food there is fish. You know, so this guy's been on a high-protein vegetable diet,
yeah,
and he's probably in very, very good health. And as crazy as this sounds, maybe they decided that they wanted somebody who was young and healthy.
Perhaps.
Who wants to keep picking a pope every 5 or 6 years? You know,
hey.
That'd be like picking a mayor every 3 months.
So what you've done is now he grew up in Chicago. He might have already had so much beef that his arteries were clogged, though.
Yeah, and he got out of here. Right.
And Maria, he likes his beef baptized.
How about, I mean, you know what? It's nice, you know, for me and where I sit, because my life is full of people complaining all day, it's really nice to see people happy about it. I mean, if you think about it, what do people in this town get excited about? The Pope, a sports game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or their kids' basketball or sports games or acrobatic classes. That's about it.
Did you see the Cubs marquee?
It's not that. It's just completely tuned out.
The Cubs marquee, Maria, the Cubs marquee says he's a Cubs fan. Dana Rebick from WGN-TV speaks to his brother that will air tonight. He's a Sox fan. So the argument has already begun.
Yeah, it's already begun because nobody, there's so much negativity going on, not just in this city, in the state, county, and country, but all over the world, that people need some good news. So let me tell you what I think that this means politically. What this means, because so people are so happy, is that we're returning to the Michael Jordan days. We're returning to the days where the country wants a hero or a heroine. It's like the Academy Awards. I mean, you see Diana Ross coming to the Academy Awards with a 25-foot feather train.
That was the Met Gala. That was the Met. She looked fantastic.
I'm sorry, the Met. But the whole place stopped.
Yeah.
Everything stopped because in her day, she was the heroine. She was the heroine in her day. It's like Cher in her day. She was the heroine. So what the country wants is somebody who's fun and exciting and interesting to look up to, who's smiling all the time, who's happy all the time.
Lisa.
You know, look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Lisa.
I put out this crazy calendar, Lisa. It got 2.2 million views on Instagram.
Lisa,
I'm
not sure, but I think she's about to declare her candidacy.
I'm waiting. You know, I was with the current mayor last night. Are you waiting to declare your candidacy right now?
You know what? I'm not going to declare it right now, but I will be declaring it. I mean, I'm not going to do that right now. No,
but you are going to run.
I let me just say this. I'm not declaring my candidacy, but I will say this. I think that the city of Chicago needs desperately a gray-haired grandmother, and I'll leave it at that.
No, no. Let's go back. You said you're not declaring your candidacy, but you will. So you're going to run.
Well, I'm not going to declare it at the moment. Let me leave it at that. I'm not making any announcements at the moment. But I'm also telling you, hint, hint, the city needs a gray-haired grandmother. Somebody with the kahunas to step in here and say, hey, do this, do that, do this, do that, get the train back on track. And I get it. I get it. There's nothing about it that I don't get.
I love this moment. I know a gray-haired grandmother who's pretty hot and fun and wears really cool shoes and fabulous jackets.
And fun jackets and knows everybody in the city. And, you know, this city needs to take all this fear and turn it into hope.
What is the first thing you would do?
We're going to talk about that at some other point in time.
I'm not going to quit.
We got to talk about this study today.
Well, we're running out of time, so you better tell me about the study in the next 2 minutes.
Well, look, you know, part of what you would do if you were mayor is what I've done as treasurer. You hire really smart people. Actually, you're a good enough executive that you're not threatened by the fact that you hire people who are much, much, much smarter than you. So be it. Dardick, okay? Lady, okay? Now Puccinelli comes in. I've got Bob Benjamin. I've got Erica Maldonado. And the guys who put, Lady and Dardick and Chris Silber, who put this study together, are super whizzes. I couldn't write this study if my life depended on it. But you know what? They wrote it. It's made 581 news media outlets nationwide. And what does it say? Pretty simple. $3 billion came off of commercial properties, and residences picked up two. $2 billion. Residences picked up two. Commercial dropped three, and residences picked up two. So who in the two paid the most? They took it a step further, and they said, you know what? People making under $50,000 a year, their taxes went up 9.8%. And people making an income of more than $150,000, this is residences, theirs went up 5.2%. So it's saying that poor people in minority neighborhoods, Latinos and African Americans, don't appeal. So if you don't appeal, your taxes are going to go up. And that's the essence of this study. It's a 35-page report. It has bells and whistles. But look at this. Countywide, 670,000 people appealed, 919,000 didn't. Okay.
Shouldn't it be based not on what your income is or the color of your skin? It should be based on the price of your house.
Well, our study looked at income level. It looked at what's happening in the neighborhood and who appeals. And simply, low-income areas don't appeal because you have these lawyers who come in and they say, you know what, I'm going to do with Willis Tower and I'm going to get a $100,000 fee. They're not going to go into Englewood with this guy where his taxes are going up $1,000 and say, can I appeal it for you? And this guy in Englewood is not going to come to the county building, go out and get comps and pictures of three houses on his block, come downtown on a train, okay, or a bus where he thinks he might be accosted, walk into the county building, walk upstairs and say, hey, I'm JoJo, can I appeal my taxes? It's just too intimidating. Well, so when they get an assessment card that says, hey, the price of your home went from $300,000 to $400,000, they get really excited. They're like, wow, the price of my house went up. They don't correlate that the price of the assessment going up correlates to the price of the taxes going up. So then when the sticker shop comes, when they get the bill, they're like, oh, wow, the bill went up. But they don't correlate that because the assessment went up, the bill's going up. So that's the essence of the study. There's a lot to it. You can read it on CookCountyTreasure.com. And I guess the gray-haired grandmother's signing off here, huh?
We appreciate you, Maria. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. Take care of yourselves.
Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer, with a whole lot to unpack there.
Two mayors in a row for you.
I'm telling you what, day after day. Coming up next, Steve's News on 720 WGN.